Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om agyanati mirandasya agyanandana shukaya chakshunitam minatasmai shigrave namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master who has opened my eyes which were blind by the darkness of ignorance, which with the touch torchlight of knowledge. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham bandeshi gurum dinatarinam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the deliverer of all fallen souls, whose mercy turns the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables to lame to cross mountains. Interesting mantra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. All glories to the cows. Actually, they bring me back to my spiritual master. All glories to them. Okay, today we have 69 verse of second chapter, which is contents of the Gita summarized. Yes? Yeah, I had.
Is it different?
Which verse did... Because I have 69 and I... Yeah. Yeah. Okay, no surprises. Like the last time you had on Bhagavatam lecture. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Tasyam jagarti samyami. Tasyam jagarti samyami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani. Yasyam jagrati bhutani. Sanisha pasyato muneh. Yanisha pasyato muneh. Somebody like repeat. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Tasyam jagrati samyami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani. Sanisha pasyato muneh. Greek. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Asyam jagrati samyami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani. Sanisha pasyato muneh. Mataji, can you say? No. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. What? Nisha is night. Sarva, all. Bhutanam, of living entities. Tasyam is dead. Jagarti is awakeful. Is wakeful. Samyami, the self-controlled. Yasyam, in which. Jagrati, awake. Bhutani, all beings. Sa, that is. Nisha night. Pashyataha for the introspective. Munehe sage. Translation. What is night for all beings is the time of awaking for the self-controlled, and the time of awaking for all beings is night for the introspective sage. Purport. There are two classes of intelligent men. One is intelligent in material activities for sense gratification, and the other is introspective and awake to the civilization of self-realization. Activities of the introspective sage or truthful man are night for person materially absorbed. Materialistic person remain asleep in such a night due to their ignorance of self-realization. The introspective sage remains alert in the night of the materialistic man. The sage feels transcendental pleasure in the gradual advancement in spiritual culture, whereas the man is materialistic. Whereas a man in materialistic activities being asleep to self-realization, dreams of varieties of sense pleasure, feeling sometimes happy and sometimes distressed in his sleeping condition. The introspective man is always indifferent to materialistic happiness and distress. He goes on with his self-realization activities undisturbed by material reaction. The introspective man is always indifferent to materialistic happiness and distress. He goes on with his self-realization activities undisturbed by material reactions. Hare Krishna, welcome. Somebody's first time in temple, or everybody knows, first time in the temple, Hare Krishna temple. Oh, nice. So you know nothing about our philosophy and what we're doing, or you have, you from India. Yeah, you look like from India. Bohut Acha. Acha. Yeah. And you some China or Taiwan. Okay, so it's like kind of actually culture really similar what I think. Yeah, so it's you can nice cooperate with each other. Because actually what I spent some time in India, and I find like India losing culture is pity. But like Taiwan and Iran, Iraq, they keeping culture. This is amazing things. Yeah, Indian people want just high scraper in New York. They want just go there. Yeah. It's completely opposite. Anyway, all Indian will just bored soon after, just all, something will happen and go back to India and do our duties there. Yeah. So actually, verse is quite interesting, because saying of two persons. One is person who running after his, Prabhupada saying, his self senses, actually, his dreams, and want this and that. It's like generally, like we want this, and then the most kind of what driving us after all the senses, and we can forget about Krishna, is nice verse about, yeah, if actually I prepared something else, but I don't just kind of, yeah, is the duty of materialistic men so contaminate or they have big connection with desires of self of satisfying senses and actually follow mind. And the other man, self-realized, he try control the mind. And then he won't put Krishna in the center. And the previous man, he won't put his senses, his pleasure, me, in the center. Myself. I won't be enjoyer. It's nice 16th chapter in Bhagavad Gita, which saying about two different kind of nature. Demoniac nature and divine nature, like devas, demigods. So the man who is on, here in this verse is on dark side. In this, we call this Maya. Maya is illusion. And it's nice verse which saying about this is Krishna Surya Haya, Maya Haya Andakara, Yahan Krishna Tahanahi, Maya Adhikara. Means where is Krishna, there is light. Where is no Krishna, there is darkness. And Krishna means light of knowledge, of self-realization, self-controlling. Where is Maya, illusion, there is opposite. There is no, it's it's really simple. But it's like, and yeah, so man who is in darkness, like we were saying, he follow his senses. And then is some other verse in Bhagavad Gita, actually we have here, which saying about how we falling in the darkness. Anyway, we can be a light, we can have lightness from actually, we have succession, parampara, how to say, disciplic succession. So it's, yeah, you know that. So it's from Krishna, it's big, like, how to say? Yeah, it's like huge road full of light and bringing actually is on site is disciplic succession, is parampara, and they just, we're on the end of this road, and we just, if we have intelligence, we just, wow, I want light, I don't want darkness anymore. So then we're just taking as our hand and, oh, come. Boy, we going, or girl, whatever. And then they bringing us to Krishna. Actually, they giving instruction how to do. On beginning, is easier, because like with child, parents on beginning helping a lot. Come, you don't know how to walk, come with me. But then later, okay, you're walking by yourself. And then world is running around and it's difficult. But But this is required. Our desire for walking in this spiritual path, actually road, even highway, and this is even something more. But we can experience this when we working on ourselves, and we want this. We want this means we want surrender to parampara, succession, disciplic succession. Because why we want surrender to them, to all this path? Because they connected with Krishna. They know what they want. They want Krishna. They don't want the darkness. And then we can go in this darkness, in this light of Krishna. But we have to really work. And in 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying to Arjuna, is three gates which are really easy pulling down ourselves to darkness. This is lust, anger, and greed. It's really, really, actually is the most light is on the end, is greed. From greed actually coming anger, and from lust is just anger. Like also in previous verses, few is like was explaining. Then if somebody this starts from contemplating the objects of senses, and then attachment coming, and from attachment is lust coming, and when lust is not fulfilled, then anger coming. It's logical, yes? It's very logical. And then from when we're angry, our intelligence is completely spoiled. We don't know how to do, what to do, and just we're just empty. we cannot do proper things. Like somebody coming angry to job or want to make some mathematic stuff, so it's like it's not possible. And then means if our intelligence is lost, we're going in the darkness. So actually the way for Krishna is really dependent from our effort. And actually catch the system of going in the darkness from very beginning. Because mind have three functions actually. Actually it's two and three. Two is like he rejecting and accepting. This is two. But other he is like is feeling, willing, and dealing. This is so we feel something. Men see nice woman see nice man, and start meditating, and then will be nice have her like wife or husband or car. Wow, I want this red car. Have key. So, but anyway, this is like yeah, and then the system going like, okay, I doing everything, forget the key, forget the man or woman, and then action. I'm in this relationship, I'm in this car, and going. It's nothing wrong in this. When we thinking about not using this for ourselves. It's wrong when we just focus on just I'm enjoyer, I'm in a beautiful red car, I don't know, whatever mark you can put in your head and whatever. And the same with so all these things in like Prabhupada is explaining in okay. So we can follow all this stuff. So generally, okay, we can go relationship. If it's covered by illusion, means I'm enjoyer, really quickly coming be finished. If we don't care this other person, I'm just want using this person for my enjoyment. And then the other person, wait a minute, I'm here. I have some desires. Or we're using the car in not proper way. Or just, and when we're not putting diesel or whatever, fuel, the car will stop. So, and this coming actually, what actually is the most important, our nature, which bringing us to Krishna, is became servant, even servant of the car, whatever. But the point is like that. If we're not putting ourselves like servants, we're spoiling everything. So this coming like that, and it's. Yeah, it's nice. It's one nice story about nice. It's actually from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's Avanti Brahmana. It's amazing story, because showing how things going on. So he was collecting wealth, like anything, and he was not sharing with anybody. Even he was not sharing with own self. He don't want to buy anything for himself. He don't want to pay taxes, anything. Completely anything. So he stopped be servant. He doesn't want to be servant. Even he stopped serving to his body. So this is greed, yeah? But completely funny. Generally we're just collecting and we want. Even he don't want enjoy. He was enjoying from collecting and doing nothing. So situation was like that. His family start hate him, and tax office was, hey guy, give to us everything you have wealth you was collecting and you pay nothing. So we have to. So became he became empty handed completely, and he was just. Nowhere. He had lots of wealth, but then he was nowhere. And then this was in India, so he had some intelligence, because on West we don't have intelligence at all. We don't know what to do with our life. Completely. If something going wrong, does or going to some high building and then jump from this building or go to whiskey bar or whatever, and this is like that. But in India and actually the East country, Asia country, people know something. I did something wrong. Prayaschita. I have to do prayaschita. What means prayaschita in English is atonement. Yeah, I have to do some atonement. And maybe something will be better. So he realized this. He did really wrong things, and he started just be on street, because anyway he had no other choice, because everybody hate him, and even he had no place. So he went out to the street and begging actually, but he took Maunavrata. And people knew he was really wealthy person, and start just joking from him and even split on him and this and that, and some person just did something with him like split or whatever, even pass sorry urine on him, and then they see he did nothing, so he taking the man took even some wood and just you not reacting, and even start beating him. So, and with he couldn't say anything, because he took Maunavrata. You know what is Maunavrata? You don't speaking for sometimes. You just you cannot say anything. And then after sometimes he just realized all these things happen because I was. This is reaction from my previous activities. And then he, fortunately, he realized this, and then it's again, it's chance for again going for this highway, the light highway. So it's, actually, all these things is really, really interesting because Krishna giving to us all the time some chance. And he's saying, it's whatever effort you did in your life, in spiritual advancement, effort, I will never forget this. You will get result, even if you change body. You know reincarnation, yeah? What this means. So we're changing the bodies, and generally we start our new life with the life account 000, 1000 even more, but this is zero. It's like empty things, what is from previous lives. But when we did something on our devotional service, our path of going back to Krishna by the highway, by this path, even small, even, you know, whatever, so we're carrying through our lives, through our lives, and this is not forgotten, yeah. And then from next life we start our distance of devotional development from the moment when we stop in previous life. It's not like you previous life you build some building and then you cannot start this building next life because we're completely forgetting everything. And generally, it's nice point for us because most of us have some intelligence in whom we're getting intelligence through by suffering. Because there is really, really not nice. There is place where we just... Yogi don't have this kind of possibility, have this kind of pause. So we're suffering by not proper pause. And even there is some... Bhagavatam is describing all this thing. Some bugs and they're eating us and it's not nice. And we just, wow, Krishna, wow, now I remember. I was rascal, I did this and that. And I won't go back to you because I know the life is like that, like in this womb. There's no happiness in this material world. No happiness at all. And then we're going out and it's big, even more big pain, and we're getting actually on certain moment, like we forgot even about these prayers, and even more we're forgetting about these prayers when people just, oh, you're so sweet, pink, sweetie boy or girl, and I will do for you everything. And by this, we're just forgetting about Krishna. So we're going in Maya. But for sometimes, who did some effort, have to burn this, what did previous life, and then is some chance we'll meet somebody who can guide in spiritual life. This is quite rare. I heard like somebody gave the example like meet part of devotional service and spiritual master is generally so rare, like turtle is swimming up in the ocean and some whale is floating on the top and the turtle just going with head in the wheel. So this is kind of, but for person who doing nothing is really rare. But for person who doing something with devotional service, with effort for go back to Krishna, just this is like automatically. It's coming automatically. And then actually is I really, really actually want to say something like more for myself, because we're saying the process is simple, but it's also not easy because of our previous anarthas, means bad activities, but it's also connected with we call this aparadas and not be attentive in our path for the huge highway to Krishna. We can make many mistakes, and like Krishna is saying in Vedas, Veda means knowledge which we're getting from through Krishna. It's like by he speaking personally to us, like from Bhagavad Gita, or some elevated person, a light person who have realization of him giving. And this is saying, yeah, I lost track. I wanted to say something. Like in the, yeah, whatever. Anyway, yeah, I wanted, because it's, okay. The Bhakti Lata Beach, the word is like, sit, yeah. We have in heart, this nature things, we have plant, which growing to is really connected with Krishna, and this developing is many levels, and this is through our effort the plant really is like we have to take care of this plant. And with the plant, like in all gardens, is some weeds, and they growing next, and sometimes we're cultivating the weeds instead the bhakti means, yeah, love to Krishna. So we, because when we're going in illusion, this darkness, the verse is saying about two men's intelligence. One is in illusion, one is in light. But even when we in light, sometimes we're getting shadows from something, especially from not proper acting or even thinking. And generally process required big effort, because our mind, thousands, millions of lives, was so mistakes in others. But what this means? If I see something in other person, means I have in myself. And then is proper change this. Because if somebody is a light, person who is in illusion don't care. Even Krishna is saying to Arjuna, like, what thinking, person what is in illusion. It's like, okay, I got wealth, and I will even go get more. If somebody will stay on my way, I will just kill this person, and everything is for me. So, person who is in illusion, in Maya, don't care about development of character, of whatever. So, the process of going back to Krishna is process of change of mind. mind and our thoughts even. It's like, it's two examples. It's two kind of being of flying. It's, okay, it's one is a bee, another is a fly. So we can say a bee is the person who going in for the light, and a fly the person who going in the darkness. And then bee is looking for only positive stuff. It's like going from one flower to other, getting some the powder, how to say? The nectar, yeah. Nectar, and from this nectar even making more nectar, honey. And fly, we know what doing fly. Even here in Belgium we have fly which biting. it's amazing. It's just, you see that, what's happened? So this is like that. And then we have to, yeah. So one point, if we see some falses in others, means it's like the rules of, yeah, you like this, like that. What about this three others? Yeah. I see this because I have. Yeah, exactly. This is like that. And then how to change, actually, if we want. We cannot take scissor and cut this somehow. We don't know where is this. But we can go to Krishna. We have altar here. Especially the most merciful is Gauranga and Nityananda. And just Gauranga and Nityananda. I'm so rascal. I see so many falses in others. I know this is in me. I begging you, just please help me change. And then it's good exercise. If we see false in other person, we have to find at least 3-5 positive. It's possible. It's not like that. It's not possible. I cannot, because I hate this person. So we are nowhere. We have problem if it's like that. So it's kind of painful because we can see where we are, what is in our head. But if we won't go further, we have to change from a bee from a fly to the bee. And this is like really, this is kind of is Visveshvara Prabhu is carrying all the time the book and the chanting with this book. And I want just for our I should finish here. So I will read what growing together with our Bhakti Lata Beach. And we have like four defects of the heart. Hridaya Daubalya. Anyway, I will read only English. Attachment to object in related to Krishna. This is really. Then propensity to cheat and find fault, what we were speaking about. Envy and desire to recognition, pratishta. It's Hare Krishna. It's, then next we have four offenses. Anyway, I just saying somebody even want, I can borrow this book for 2 days only. And somebody can check, because the book is saying also how to reduce all these things. And then we have four kind of offenses, aparadas, and it's nama aparada, 10 offenses to the holy name, seva aparada, we're doing some service, something not proper, but this is not so strong like nama aparadas. Really, it's 10 offenses. Anyway, this whatever. I just it's really interesting what we can have in heart. And then Vaishnava Paradas, what is really, really not nice, So then we have to really work on this changing mind, changing our seeing others. So then, because if we're offending Vaishnavas, even if Vaishnavas say, no problem, because he's elevated and no problem, but Krishna will punish us, because Krishna really don't like when we're offending others, especially Vaishnavas, who is dedicated. And jiva paradas. So we can, from being in the process, we can get really proud and then just, I'm elevated, and this is like all other person is not. And it's interesting, because if we're offending somebody who is even not devotee and became really elevated Vaishnava, we're getting reaction for this. And it's like, how we can offending others if we just going to intelligent and we see, we know how often we was just fallen persons. Anyway, whatever. Then we have thirst for material objects, asatrishna, desire for pleasurable sense object, desire for sense enjoyment in Svargaloka with Indra. Then desire for mystic powers, we won't become yogi, get whatever we want and whatever. Anyway, and others will worship us because we are great yogis. Then desire for liberation, because we have enough everything and I won't just get rid from this. But this is not. It's like liberation is... it's empty, actually. Liberation is like hell. It's the same like hell. Because there you cannot do anything. Anyway, I just... It's four illusions about spiritual wisdom. It's svatattva brahma. Ignorance of one's own identity. Ignorance about the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ignorance about the processes of sadhana and sadhya, the goal of prema bhakti, and ignorance about things that are unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. And then I have like 6 points more. And then the creeper, this which covering bhakti, is six of them. Forbidden actions which are against Shastra. It's like we follow four principles, and this is illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. So therefore we following these principles. And fault finding, duplicity, and diplomacy. Then killing animals or any living entity, and envy of others. Then greed for material gain is labha. And then coming puja, desire for worship, popularity, admiration, and honor from others. And then pratishta, desire for name, fame, and high position. So this is our danger points. Okay, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Gracias.